So now from far he hears cows, and there's this big dust cloud, and hears the sound of this flute. By the power of that sound, sap flowed in a downpour from the long rows of trees. A flood of tears fell from the eyes of every embodied being in the village or the caverns. A shower of milk rained from the breasts of all Krishna's mothers. Even the elderly and the rapid currents of the Jamuna suddenly stood still. I didn't know whether that flute gave out poison or the nectar of immortality, whether its sound was harsh like thunder or soft like water, hotter than blazing fire or cooler than the moon. I couldn't tell, but that sound drove all the Vrijpasis mad. All of them were utterly bewildered. So then, he's describing how different people come out, either they're already out, or they come out from their homes, and everyone's moving forward towards that same sound because they can all hear it. And Gopa Kumar says, I too went forward, as if pulled by someone, joining the throngs of gopis rushing forward on all sides. I too began to run quickly. She says, then from a distance I saw him, charming flute in hand, running quickly. He emerged from among his friends and animals and approached me, saying in a sweet voice, look, Sridham, here's my dear friend Sarupa, the sun who shines on the lotus of your family. So now, up to now, his name is Gopa Kumar, but Krishna points out that his name is Sarupa, and he's part of Sridham or Srimati Radharani's family. Krishna was dressed for the forest. His garments, earrings, and peacock feather crown all swayed to and fro, and so did his garland of kadamba flowers. His fragrance perfumed all directions, and his beautiful lotus face blossomed with a playful smile. His lotus eyes beamed with a merciful glance, and the varied assets of beauty decorated him in a singular way. The fingers of his lotus hands busily pushed back the locks of his hair, which flew about, adorned with the dust raised by the cows. His tender divine lotus feet touched the surface of the earth just to grant her the gift of supreme splendor. Playfully dancing as they moved, they attracted everyone's heart with a great eagerness to walk quickly with large steps. The effulgence of his cloud-colored body, shining with the full sweetness of youth, lit up all corners of the sky. His beauty, which captured the hearts of the ever-dear devotees of Braj, was an ocean abounding with countless excellences. So this was a description of what Krishna looks like. He leaped forward and came close to me, compelled by the affection of his helpless devotee. I fainted at love at seeing him. He caught hold of me by the neck, and suddenly he too fell to the ground. So now it's Sarupa. Sarupa fainted, and Krishna also embraced him, and he also fainted. But then, a moment later, I reawoke and carefully freed my neck from his grasp. I stood up and saw him on the ground in a faint, moistening the dust-covered path with his tears. So Krishna had fainted, and he was still fainted from meeting Gopa Kumar, Sarupa. Some gopis came, now the others arrive. Look, who has come here? What has he done? He has put our life and soul into such a state. Alas, alas, just see, people of Braj, now we are all dead. So now all kinds of people are coming around and they see Krishna's laying on the ground. This must be some servant of the great wizard Kamsa. Lamenting like this in many ways, the gopis cried aloud in distress as they surrounded Krishna. Then from behind Krishna, several groups of cowherds quickly approached. Seeing Krishna in such a state, they cried with pitiful voices. From far away in the village, Nanda and the other elder cowherds came, heard this terrible sound of crying. So too did Yashoda, and so did the other elderly ladies and maidservants, and they all came running Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda. Then the cows and the bulls and the calves came there. So everyone's crowding around, humans and animals, and black deer and other animals. And seeing Krishna in that state, they wept in agony. The animals, all crying out in love, their faces drenched with the floods of tears, approached Krishna one by one and gently smelled and licked him again and again. Great numbers of birds flying overhead told also of their misery by making a tumultuous noise that sounded like people crying. And then the immobile creatures in great pain within seemed suddenly to dry up. What more is there to say? All beings moving and non-moving were on the verge of death. So everyone was in a crisis because they didn't know what happened to Krishna. As for me, I was drowning in a vast ocean of sorrow. Confused about what to do, severely tormented, I put Krishna's feet on my head and began profusely sobbing and lamenting. So no one could know what to do. Then Lord Balabhadra, Krishna's older brother, quickly arrived from some distance away, full of fear. White complexioned and arrayed in blue garments, he appeared charming, for he was the same age as Krishna and nicely dressed. Lord Balabhadra, that most skillful person, cried for a moment, but then seemed to regain his composure and looked around. With great care and attention, he made me hold his younger brother by the neck with my arms. So then Lord Balaram was telling him what to do. He wiped Krishna's beautiful limbs clean with my hands. So Lord Balaram is taking Sarupa's hand and is wiping Krishna, and made me loudly call out to him with many plaintive cries. Then he made me lift Krishna up from the ground. So Balaram made Sarupa do all these things. Suddenly Krishna opened his eyes sealed till then by a flood of tears. Seeing me, he joyfully embraced and kissed me, but then he looked around and became embarrassed. So Krishna looked and he saw Sarupa and he kissed him, but then he saw everyone else around and became embarrassed. That best of lords took my hand in his own left lotus hand, so he took his right hand in Krishna's left hand, and received me as a long-lost bosom friend. He asked me various questions, then he greeted all the people of Braj and entered the best of cowherd villages with the gait of an elephant. And then it continues what happens. So that's just briefly sort of entering or going back to Godhead. We talk about going back to Godhead and having love of God. And Sanatana Goswami writes about that. One very interesting thing is that devotees to think about is just exactly the unique feature of Vrindavan. For instance, this idea that Krishna is the center of everything that we do. Also, the false ego has a difficulty with that. Why Krishna? Why is it that, why Krishna, why not me? Ultimately, that's one of the reasons why we're here. But when you know that Krishna is God, and when we're talking about all these other realms and so on, then the answer is sort of quite easy, because he's God and there's only one. So that's why it's not you. But this is a little different. Here he's not God. Here he's just like you. He's like everybody else, except that he happens to be special in some special ways. But you're a cowherd and he's a cowherd, and you're human and he's a human, and God is somewhere in the temple, Lord Narayan, where they worship. So that's why it requires a very special type of humility. Otherwise, even those who may worship him because he's God, but to just worship him as a person, and that everyone is so obsessed with Krishna just because of his sweetness and his beauty and so on, but other than that he's like everybody else, that you have to have that special type of humility. Otherwise it doesn't work. So, anyway, going back to Godhead and practicing, cultivating humility, which on one side generally we refer to as interacting with other people, but actually it also begins by sort of being free of our own egocentric nature. Otherwise it becomes false. I'm the center of the world, but I'm showing how humble I am by being nice to other people. So that's the very, very extraordinary demand or possibility of sankirtan or book distribution. You can't be egocentric. It doesn't work. The only way it works is when you give up the me. And ultimately that's what Krishna consciousness means. Krishna says, sarva dharma, you have to give up this dharma of me. Because ultimately all these dharmas are centered around me. And you give up that me and ma may come. And then it's just Krishna, exclusively Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Sanat Goswami Prabhupada ki jai.